I knew my turn coming up was coming up to preach this Sunday, and the week has of course turned out differently than what I had expected with sickness and things in our home. And I'm not here to talk about our family and our ailments. We sure had our fair share of them since we're back from the States. Now 2 weeks, it seemed like, well, we had it all along. It seemed like we picked up some type of a virus back in America that was pretty powerful and took most all of us down, and about three of them to the doctor, and after some antibiotics, most everybody is back with us. But Sherry is still quite sick. I took her to the doctor on Friday, and he said that she has an infection in the lung, and I'm not sure if that... We would say pneumonia in the States. I'm not sure if that's what it is or not, but he gave her some antibiotics, and so she's been down all week, and the last couple of days, I don't know, it seemed like it's gotten worse, although I think this morning there's a bit of improvement. So continue to pray for her. So our week has been a bit interesting at times and different than what we had planned. So as I think about preaching a message, and I didn't know which direction to go, I had a hard time maybe sitting down and concentrating because of just needing to do other things and all that has to go with it. But nevertheless, I think God has a purpose and a reason behind all of this, and so we trust Him in that. I sent Dan an email, and I said, I feel like maybe I need to be preached at rather than preaching a message. So I thought this morning what we would do, I don't have a lot. I do have a portion of reading that I want to do here in Hebrews, and I think we'll start off with that. But I thought we would just spend some time. I would love to hear if some of you have a word of testimony or a need, something that you're facing in life, or just anything in a way of form of glorifying God. So many times I feel like when I share a message, or I think of the needs around us, and I think it's okay and it's right for the most part. I look for messages that try to help me or someone in a struggle and in a need. But how many times do we share? Just share in a way of glorifying God and not maybe looking so much on why this or how can we go through this. Or we've heard a lot of messages here recently, and I've been blessed by them on hope and why do bad things happen to good people and why does God do this and life isn't fair. And I think Dan preached last Sunday on picking up the pieces, and a lot of that kind of relates to just struggle that we face in life, and we just don't understand the way. But what would happen if we would just focus on Jesus and just worship Him and praise Him? I think there's time and a place for that. And so maybe we'll do some singing here this morning. I chose some songs that are not in our books, and that's why I have the overhead here, and songs that just kind of relate more to the Lord Jesus and Him being a big part of our lives. And maybe as we sing, we can be encouraged and blessed. And then as you have a testimony or anything through the song that has come to your mind, I would love to hear a word of testimony as well. Turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. And we'll read verses 1 through 13. And verse 2 is probably what got my attention here most on anything, is what I would like to focus here on this morning as we do some singing, as we hear just words of encouragement, as we think of, I can stop and I can think of And I thought of it a lot this week with just not feeling well, and then, you know, sharing not feeling well and all that went with that. And we can come up with a whole list of just not so good things, you know, all the bad things that are happening. And you look at a newspaper, you open up a newspaper, and that's what sells newspapers is bad news, really. Headline news, you know, an accident or whatever it is. It's kind of what makes you want to get that paper and read it to find out what would happen if we would, you know, have newspapers that would just have headline news, and it's just good news, just good things that have happened. What would happen if we would just talk about good things and talk about how God has done many good things for our lives? So let's read Hebrews 12, and kind of the theme here that I want you to keep your eyes open for is the thought of looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus and look at what He endured for us, and then the hope that we have through that. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. You know, we're not alone in this journey of difficult things and struggles. We're not. We have a great cloud of witnesses around us. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom your father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that that which is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Okay, strengthening the feeble knees, strengthening the struggling areas of your life. Talked about here, somewhere talked about being, yes, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. So we don't want to focus on that, but we do find ourselves there. And this week, to be honest with you, this week for me, it was probably one of those lower times again for quite a while. As just looking ahead, I think God, as He brings chastisement or affliction or whatever it is into your life, it's to get your attention, and he got mine this week. There's no question about that. And so now, what do we do with that? Let's look to Jesus. He is the one that is in control, and let's glorify Him in that. What I did here today, and I just thought we would do some singing. We won't, if we sing all the songs I have here, we might be here for a while, so we won't do that. These are songs that I looked through a book that I use kind of as growing up in a church. Our church would have used this hymn book. We don't have them here, so what I did is make copies and put them, I'll put them on the overhead here. Maybe someone would turn this light off this one right here. Well, you can actually turn both of them off. Yeah, that's good. I think then the rest of you can see that. I didn't choose a song leader, and I'm not much of a leader myself, but we'll put these songs up. I think most of us would know them. If we don't, we for sure won't sing them, because I'm not going to sing them myself. Now, can you read that? I think maybe the back benches maybe can. Is that, can you read? All right, in the back there. And as I went through the song book, I just chose some songs that I don't know stood out to me. And as we focused on Jesus, just glorifying Him, praising Him for what He has done, and I thought maybe we'd start off with a very simple song, "My Jesus, I Love Thee," kind of as a prayer. And then I have a few thoughts that as we go through some of these other songs, and I would love to hear words of testimony from you. Some of these songs speak on blessings that He's given to us. And when we get to that point, I want to hear some words from you as it relates to how has God blessed you? What are ways that you can praise His name here today publicly by giving expression to that? So be ready to share as we go through these different songs in different parts of the morning here. So who does someone have a pitch pipe up front here? You have one, David. So you and I will work together at this, and you can blow the pitch. And I think maybe what we'll do is I'll sit down while we sing, and that you can focus on the words of the song and not have to pay attention to me. So let's sing this song, and then after that I'll get back up. Okay. Is Jesus a part of your life? Do you love him? I was challenged by those words. Thank you for singing that. Talking about the next song, I'll put this up and you can kind of see maybe the direction that I'm going here. Let's see here. Okay, I'm depending on Jesus. I don't know, as you go through life sometimes, I just this week I was holding Braden, and because of Sherry's sickness and all, we're having to give him some supplementary milk, and as I was holding him and giving that to him, I seen how total dependent he is as a baby. Totally dependent. He's just the way it is. Little James back there right now, as they grow up, they become more independent, but they're so dependent right now on someone to take care of them from everything. And yet they're secure in that. They lay in your arms. If they want something, they do a little crying and we come to them. And it just, yeah, it just hit me how dependent am I on the Lord? Or do I try to, yeah, fix it all and get it together? Or can I just depend that God will see me through? God will see us through. So as I seen that song, I thought, well, that would be a good song to sing. And just giving that whole thing of our dependence fully on the Lord Jesus Christ. Focusing here again on Jesus. Can I depend and trust that the Father is in control and he will take care of us? And sometimes, you know, you get in a situation like some of what we've had in our family this week, and I become perplexed, and I'm like, well, why discouraged? This is just kind of a sickness that's here and it's going to be gone. And you have families that have it, you know, for years and years, or you think of all the refugees and they've had to leave their homes, and you know, we have it so nice. But yet I think God brings them into life. They're real for us, and as we find ourselves depending on Jesus, that's what he wants us to do. How many of you would know, you know this song? You can sing it with me. I think most of us here. Some of these songs may be new, but they're simple enough. I think you'll be able to follow in with us. So let's sing this song next.
I walk with my Savior. Jesus.
I'm depending on Jesus, and then it says he's depending on me. So, can he depend? Can he depend on you? Any word of encouragement or testimony any of you want to make on anything that was shared or you sang here? I'll give you that opportunity before we move on.
I'd just like to share something.
Yes.
The last couple of weeks, I've been very blessed. I've been with Jesus in a way I'm like he treats me like an onion. And as you know, an onion has many layers. It's an amazing thing since I don't want to say too much because I've had to speak all of it on my devotion. And it's amazing that each layer, all the layers are on an onion, and over the many years, each layer has come. As you take off a layer, he showed me many things. And from each layer, from another layer to another layer.
Yes.
Over the years, he showed me how to respect for the women. I had very bad habits, calling bad names, things like that, because the way I was born was not. But over the years, being here, each year, he showed me this, he showed me that. And yet, even the last couple of weeks, he showed me new things, bring me more deeper and closer to him.
Praise the Lord, yes.
That's how he used me. I just want to share that with the church. Jesus is free.
Yes.
And he will not fail you. If you honor him, he will honor you.
Yes.
And it's a wonderful praise.
Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy. Very powerful. Thank you for sharing that as we think of peeling an onion. All of us know as you peel an onion, it brings tears. But I understand that the middle of that onion is the sweetest part, right? And so as that's the way God works. And so Lord bless you, Jimmy. You've been a blessing. And we go to Jesus. We cry out to him. And he's patient. And we appreciate very much the way he has led you and has led each one of us. Each one of us is an onion in work. We are. Doesn't always smell the best. Thank you for that.
There's another song in that book that has the line, "I want to know more."
Okay, yes.
I had to think of it after the first song. That's what I need.
He's done so very much for me. I want to love him more. That's what needs to happen. Let's just look a little bit here at counting your blessings. I was struggling this week with counting all the bad things, and you get kind of tired of that. And if you stop and start counting the blessings, there's really no end to it. Why don't we sing this song, and as we sing this song, be thinking of the way God has blessed you, and then after this song, I'll give you time to just share, just some of you, if you want to share how God has blessed you, let you have that opportunity. So let's sing this song, "Count Your Blessings."
You are destroyed.
Okay, what are a few of those? Some of you want to share.
This song took me back to my school days, and so that made me think of the fertile ground that I was planted in as a child, and being raised into an adult in the environment, and the best environment that I could ever imagine, with family and church and the community around me. I was very thankful for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just thankful for the way God brought her up in a godly setting. Yes?
I'm thankful that God allows the consequences of our actions to affect us, and that He doesn't just let us do wrong. Because recently I have been living like a bishop. I'm trying to well, do better.
Okay, thank you for that, Victoria. And as God just speaks to you and, yeah, moves in that way, feel free to join Victoria afterwards there in the library just for prayer. Thank you. Anyone else want to share a way God has blessed you?
I'm blessed by this last time here.
It's about time, I think, to close. There's a couple other songs that I had. Maybe we'll sing. So there's many things that we could share, many words of blessings that God has given to us. I don't know, have you ever thought about that recently? Sometimes we just focus about this week or what's ahead of us tomorrow or whatever. And I don't even think about Jesus returning. Possibly. Could be any day. But I think we would do better if we would think about the day that Jesus will return, when there will be no more sickness or heartache or famine or death, all of that. It will be gone. So let's sing that song. What a day that will be. And as you think about that, the things of this earth kind of start slowly taking back seat. So challenge is to think more of the day that Jesus will come. So let's sing this song, What a Day That Will Be. Maybe, that they want to.
There is coming a day when the bar is shown. No more clouds in the sky, no more tears in the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day.
That'll be a day that will happen only once, but for sure will happen. I have two more songs here that I would like to sing, and we can just sing a verse or two of each one. Thinking of heaven and the beauties that, of course, are there, and the praising of Jesus. That's something I think we won't be thinking about, you know, the work ahead of us or the things we didn't get done or sickness or loved ones that have passed, because we will just be focusing on Jesus himself. And I think somehow if I can do that more here on this earth, is focusing more just on Jesus and praising him. Let's sing verses 1 and 3 of the Music of Heaven, and then we'll close then in one more song following that. Verses 1 and 3. Thank you for that. It was beautiful singing it here, but we can only imagine what it will be like, of course, in glory. Thank you. I am so often, as I travel in a vehicle or just even in the house, the other day, of course, thinking back, it was just a bit dull in the house and, you know, discouraging. I told someone, go turn the CD on, let's have something, you know, some songs. And it's something about singing for me, listening to it, singing along it, singing myself. It lifts the spirits, and I pray that it's done that for you here this morning. Any word of testimony before we close? We'll close with a song here, but any of you have a word of testimony or challenge you want to give? Maybe you were going to share something a bit ago, and I stopped you. Sometimes we forget to tell each other how much we appreciate each other. And for you children, just a little note, encouragement, a card that you make for mom or dad goes a long ways. So we need each other. Thank you, Judd, for that. And I feel very strong that our families are our first mission field, and we cannot miss our own families in the work of the Lord. So let's be faithful in those areas where God has called us. Anybody else? And so you do, I think, what I was doing this week. We try to figure it out, and we look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Very good illustration. Very good. This song, Victory in Jesus, as we think about the our weaknesses, and as we go to Him, we will find that victory. Why don't we just maybe all stand, and we'll sing sing this psalm, maybe all three verses, and then following that, we'll have a closing prayer.
Hardships that come our way, and realizing that you have a purpose there, You want us to look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for the word of encouragement that we could sing together and glorifying you. Go with us.